This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
One of the passes on, this happened, I think, last week at some point, maybe a couple weeks ago. Ted Leonsis, when he speaks, it's always, it's important to pay attention, whether it's good, bad. There's usually some news in there. But I thought this was really worth discussing. So it's a little bit of a longer clip. It's about 45 seconds, a few different delicious nuggets in there. Wanted to go through that. We'll pause it kind of as we go and react, Chris. But at your leisure, sir, go ahead and fire that bad boy.
Well, the Orioles I was interested in, too, and they were bought by a friend, David Rubenstein. He's got great backers, but that's a small market. Who knows what happens in 5 years, 10 years? Maybe that becomes a part of us. It was very in to go to Europe and look at soccer.
So pause right there. So what he's talking about is, he's always been an advocate, of the super city of where D.C., Richmond, and Virginia, and Baltimore. Yeah. It's all kind of one metropolitan market. It's not yet, but in his mind, maybe it could be, whether it's with some sort of rapid fancy pants transit or something where we could all sort of be part of the same little information superhighway. He's talking about maybe being on Monumental Sports, maybe having them under that umbrella. Is that something that we're interested in?
Yeah, sure. I don't.
Why'd your voice get up so high?
Because it's like, I know there's a group of people out there that feel like it would be the worst thing ever for everything to be under one umbrella. I am open to it. I see the positives of it. I see the negatives of it. But for the Orioles right now, what's their other option? For the Nats, what's their other option in terms of regional television?
Yeah, it's Masson, by the way.
Yeah.
Masson's trying to get their ducks in a row, clean up the house a little bit before it goes on sale.
You know what I mean? So, I feel like Monumental has done, their game broadcasts are cool. I think where Masson may have them beat out, and this is kind of back in the day to current Monumental, is the programming that goes on daily during right now where there's not a game on. I think Monumental's kind of dropping the ball with their content there a little bit, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, at least they're trying.
Yes.
And it's not the programming that I would do, certainly, to your point, but I'm with you. The pregame, postgame stuff, I think, is pretty solid.
Yes.
Having lived in some other markets and seeing kind of what goes on, I'm with you. To me, what's missing is, and this isn't just Monumental, this is everywhere. This is Masson. We've hammered this a million times over. They don't really do a regular pre and post game. It's 15 minutes and sort of, fairly well. Thank you. The magazine type shows, the shoulder programming, it's kind of what we call it in our little entertainment world here.
Yes.
The things that should be really neat, kind of get to know you sort of stuff, I feel like it's a little bit too much. Like, this is what Nicholas Backstrom's dog does.
Yeah, like,
you know, like this. You. This is, you know, I don't know. I'm picking furniture out with Tom Wilson. Nothing wrong with that per se, but it's sort of not exactly what I'm looking for. But I understand it's expensive to put on a network where, what is it? I don't know. Out of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you've got at most 12 hours that isn't a game broadcast.
Yeah.
That's expensive to be able to put nothing but original content on. So at least they're trying.
So the other thing that I feel like people have gripes with when it comes to like local regional coverage is it's biased, a lot of people feel like. And I know a lot of people were critical of, you know, during this year when the Wizards were tanking and last year when they've been tanking, like, you know, the commentary and Chris Miller and Drew Gooden do a tremendous job, but it sometimes felt like, you know, it was homerish. And I think as a sports fan, and I can only speak for me, Michael, I don't want to speak for all of us fans once again, but I feel like for me, like, I want that unbiased, give it to me raw commentary. I don't need you to try and sugarcoat why, and I'm using Bub as an example just because Bub's a great guy. I don't need you to try to sugarcoat to me why Bub is shooting 22% from the three-point line in the month of December. Like, give me the analysis. Don't make it, like, biased. That's the only problem that I have kind of with regional networks and things of that nature. And back in the day, Comcast SportsCenter, I thought, did a really good job of that. When the Redskins then were terrible, they would tell you, like, hey, like, except for...
But that wasn't in-house. That was a partnership.
Right. And so that's different. Difference. That's different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I'm with you on that to a large degree. I mean, so I think with the Capitals, they call balls and strikes.
Yes.
Better than totally. They do with the Wizards.
Yes.
And my frustration is, instead of, because, well, there's a million things to be frustrated about, but the... Lean into what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it is really tough, I think, for a lot of fans. To, and I don't blame any one person individually, but it's like on a given night, they lose by 40.
Yeah.
And it's a small highlight package. You're talking about the growth of Bilal Coulibaly, who finished with 8
yeah.
on 3-for-12 shooting, and there's a couple nice moments that he has. I understand you can't just be like, yep, they got the doors blown off again, but we're rebuilding. I get you can't do that every night, but yeah. there's a happy medium there, I think, at various points. Whereas, and again, it's and there's no one person, but like celebrating a dunk, like the Charlotte Hornets announcer when they're down by 36.
Yeah,
come on, man.
It's
you
tough.
Know, like there's so bias to me is okay. Like I grew up with Steve Buckhantz and Phil Chenier,
for sure.
Steve experienced what we're all experiencing.
Yeah.
When you had a 12-point lead and now it's down to two, and the lead is two. He's spitting it through his teeth because he can't freaking believe it.
Yeah.
How do you like that? I don't like
it's
it at all,
Steve. My favorite call, by the way.
Of course it is.
Him.
But like, and then but when it's good, it's dagger. It's all and it rises and falls. When it's always dagger to put you down 27, a lot of people will roll their eyes at that, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a thought. But Chris, here's the give me the second part of this clip here. This is the other thought part that I hadn't heard. I didn't know this. I thought this was very interesting. Go ahead.
I didn't play the game. How many games am I going to go to? The team we were looking at was outside of London, but I would buy the Nationals or the Orioles or DC United and put them onto one platform, put them on one network, have one big data set, have one CFO,
great.
Have one HR department. That's what media and tech companies do. I could have bid on the Redskins when they were up and Dan Snyder beat me to it.
And pause there.
That's a bombshell.
Hello
if it
there.
Ain't one.
I didn't.
Well, there's okay. That said nugget. Wow. So let me chew on this first, Danny. So this gets interesting because it makes me think immediately, how much differently would the 2000s have gone for the Redskins
this
if it was
question.
Ted Leonsis?
This is the question.
And as I sit here and I'm open, I'm honest and transparent about it, I know the scandals probably wouldn't have happened. For sure I know that because Ted's an upstanding citizen, a good dude. But as far as like the football product, not sure. Jury's still out. You would have to like I would have to see it to assume that it would be good. Because when I look at the Caps and I look at the Wizards, for the Caps, like, you know, you got lucky and you drafted Alex Ovechkin. Obviously, that takes more than luck. You had to scout him. For the Wizards, like, it's been tough for the entirety of my, you know, 27 years of existence. So, I don't know. Jury's still out on, for me, in terms of him as a sports owner.
Yeah, so we are on, there's a song that's been recorded multiple times over by different artists. In the States, a very cheesy country band called Rascal Flatts recorded it. But the whole point is it's called Bless the Broken Road.
Okay.
It means we went through a bunch of stuff, but ultimately it landed with you.
Yeah.
Talking about like his spouse. But so that's the point of the song. We went through a broken road from Snyder buying this team to now to this place, which is a really good place. We're talking about that the first, you know, half hour of the show. Plus, Jaden Daniels, Josh Harrison Company. We're here now. Right? It's the Davey Martinez broken roads or bumpy roads into beautiful places.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have traded those years. I would have 1,000 times rather had Ted Leonsis and at least just no investigations.
Yeah.
At least no bingo callers. At least no swinging gates or the Monday Night Massacre. But we
coaches who to pick.
Yeah. But we signed out of the McNabb to an extension. All that embarrassment.
Yeah.
I would have avoided the embarrassment. I would have taken that. But
how
interesting is that? Yes.
Ted's the same guy that gave Brad Beal a no trade clause.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's good.
But like there would have still been embarrassing moments, I feel like.
Well, but
it just would have been
a
scandal.
It's just regular sports. It's regular sports disagreements.
Regular sports stuff.
I will take regular having gone through what we've gone through, I will take regular sports disagreements.
I totally agree.
Because that's what we have now.
Right.
Right? Anyway, good conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.